Well, it's always a pleasure to be talking with the lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babican. And Martin joins me again right now. Hi, Martin. How are you?
How are you, mate? I'm all right. Thank you.
Very good. Well, Martin, we're getting into some dry weather and causing some concerns for fire. Tell us the latest on that.
Well, this situation is very critical, especially for Australia, especially our climatic conditions, the way weather pattern behaves. And we have got a triangle, a heat wave, and then how agriculture land is there and how fires triggered. These situations are a very important part for us to understand. So I've mentioned last month's weather forecast that the monsoon is going to be very active over Indonesia, and that monsoon activity, it means it's going to produce a lot of heat weather conditions, hot weather conditions pushed towards Australia, and that hot weather conditions is virtually pushing the high pressure further south and moving dry continental air mass over our continent. And that, it doesn't matter what time of the year, once you get northwesterly air coming from central Australia towards inland, towards coastal area, you're going to get a heat west situation. So it is, that's what's happening now, and that conditions are becoming active because of that monsoon activity. It seems that we're going to have some very unusual weather patterns coming out of that. And at the same time, they are talking about climate change and heat wave. It's not. This is standard atmosphere weather pattern for Australia. It happens for generations. We have this weather patterns with heat waves and fire situations coming when there's a bit of rain and the rain stops and the dry conditions becoming activated by the fire situation. And then there's a hot, dry wind presenting fire danger. And that normally happens. Now, looking at the climatic conditions for October to December, October is likely to be drier for some part of Australia, and wetter the other part, close to Tasmania and that area. And then the climate influence is more or less the Indian Ocean Dipole and Pacific Ocean. There's a contradicting between Indian Ocean and Dipole and the Pacific Ocean. Indian Ocean is virtually steady, and Pacific Ocean is cooling off. If Indian Dipole becomes positive, then we could see more dry conditions happening. So Indian Ocean is virtually stopping Pacific Ocean to virtually change the weather pattern so it could get some extra rain. At this stage, we are in balance of neutral because of these conditions. So what happens now with this one, I would like to say that sea surface temperature, I'm monitoring this for October to December, and then monitoring what's going to happen, and then we could predict what sort of weather condition is going to be till December. Well, I'm looking at it, there's more chance of becoming neutral, and there's more chance that monsoon activity is going to be very active in Indonesia, and then some of that moisture is going to move towards Australia. I reckon Australian East Coast is going to get some rain. So it means the chances of rain will be increasing along Australian East Coast. It means Gloucester is going to get fair share of that rain sometimes late October to December. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And if you'd like to ask Martin a question, you can email support@bucketsradio.com.au. And for the full weather podcast, go to our website. That's bucketsradio.com.au.